This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. lawmakers investigating the January 6, 2021 United States Capitol riot are ready to look deeper at what it calls former President Donald Trump's big lie. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Fresh off last week's primetime hearing, the panel this morning will hold part two. Witnesses will include Trump campaign chief Bill Stepien, who oversaw what the committee calls the campaign's conversion into a Stop the Steal effort, with Trump spreading false voter fraud claims in a bid to overturn his election loss, which ultimately led to the deadly riot. Some panel members, including Adam Schiff on ABC's This Week, are hoping weeks of hearings sway Attorney General Merrick Garland into prosecuting Trump and others.
They need to be investigated if there's credible evidence, which I think there is.
No president has ever been indicted, and Garland has not said whether he'd be willing to prosecute one. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, a Swedish arms watchdog says the world's stockpiles of nuclear weapons are expected to increase in the coming years after declining since the end of the Cold War, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, or SIPRI, says the decrease in recent decades seems about to be reversed as all nine nuclear-armed countries are increasing or upgrading their arsenals. Wilfried Wan, the director of SIPRI's Weapons of Mass Destruction program, says it is a very worrying trend. SIPRI's new report says the US and Russia hold 90% of the world's nuclear weapons, while other nuclear states are either developing or deploying new weapons systems, or have announced their intention to do so. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. The recent U.S. baby formula shortage highlights problems with health inspections brought on by the pandemic, including at a plant that had to shut down, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
According to federal records reviewed by the Associated Press, Abbott's Michigan plant that was shut down after formula produced there was linked to infections in four infants, had not been inspected for 2 years. In 2020, two of the other biggest baby formula manufacturers were also not inspected. The FDA says it based selections on safety risk. A bill in Congress would require the FDA to inspect facilities every 6 months. And the government's Inspector General for Health has launched an inquiry into the FDA's handling of Abbott's facility. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. federal health officials have taken a step closer in the emergency authorization process for coronavirus vaccines for younger kids, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In an analysis posted Sunday, the Food and Drug Administration said that Pfizer's child-sized coronavirus vaccines for children under five appear to be safe and effective. The FDA is expected to make its official decision shortly after an all-day meeting Wednesday by an independent panel of experts. Then it goes to a CDC panel. Last week, the FDA also gave the thumbs up to Moderna's shots for children under six. White House Virus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha detailed the government's preparations for the expected approvals.
We could see shots in arms of kids under five as early as the week of June 20th.
Millions of doses have been pre-ordered, but it's not clear how many parents will get their kids vaccinated right away. Government data shows that less than a third of those ages 5 to 11 have already gotten the two recommended doses. Jennifer King, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has met with Thailand's prime minister in an effort to strengthen what Austin says is Washington's, quote, unparalleled network of alliances in the region. Thailand and the United States are longtime military allies despite a cooling of relations after the 2014 military coup that brought Thailand's prime minister, a former army commander, to power. Recapping our top story, the U.S. lawmakers investigating the January 6, 2021 riot at the United States Capitol are delving deeper into what it calls the big lie, former President Donald Trump's false claims of voter fraud. Those unsupported claims fueled Trump's relentless effort to overturn the 2020 election and led a mob of his supporters to lay siege to the U.S. Capitol. The panel resumes its hearings Monday morning with live witnesses, including Trump's campaign manager, Bill Stepien. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.